Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. I know what you're thinking, another day, another podcast about mindfulness and self-care. But trust me, this isn't your typical find your inner peace spiel. We're diving deep into something super important, prioritizing your mental health in a world that seems hell-bent on keeping us constantly wired and overwhelmed. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, chasing deadlines, notifications, and the ever-elusive feeling of being enough? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Our mental well-being isn't some fluffy bonus, it's the foundation upon which everything else is built. Think about it, when you're mentally sharp, focused, and feeling good, everything just flows better. You make better decisions, handle stress like a champ, and even have more energy for those things that truly matter. So today, we're going to break down 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental health, not as a luxury, but as a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. I know those productivity gurus preach about burning the midnight oil and pushing through exhaustion. But guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup. Instead of aiming for perfect productivity all the time, try incorporating mini breaks throughout your day. Step away from the screen for 5 minutes, take a walk, listen to a song, anything that helps you recharge and refocus. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental system. Number 2. Cultivate some serious self-compassion. We're all human, and we mess up sometimes. But instead of beating ourselves up with negative self-talk, let's treat ourselves with a little kindness. Think about how you would talk to a friend who's going through a tough time. You'd probably offer words of encouragement and support, right? Well, it's time to extend that same level of compassion to yourself. Next, get moving. I'm not saying you need to run a marathon every day, but even moderate exercise can work wonders for your mental health. A brisk walk in nature, a dance session in your living room, anything that gets your body moving and releases those endorphins can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Fourth, prioritize sleep. I know it's tempting to stay up late scrolling through social media or binge-watching your favorite show. But trust me, a good night's sleep is essential for both physical and mental well-being. When you're well-rested, you're better able to handle stress, make decisions, and feel positive about life. And finally, connect with others. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, nurturing friendships, and even engaging in meaningful conversations can have a profound impact on our mental health. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're heading into a big presentation at work. You've prepared diligently, but your mind is racing with doubts. What if I stumble? What if they don't like my ideas? Your heart is pounding, and your palms are sweating. Sound familiar? Now, here's the thing. Instead of letting those anxious thoughts take over, you can use a few simple stoic techniques to calm your nerves and boost your confidence. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Focus on your surroundings. What do you see, hear, smell? This helps ground you in the present moment and quiet that internal chatter. Remember, you've got this. You've put in the work, and you're capable of delivering a fantastic presentation. So, let's recap our key takeaways for prioritizing your mental health. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality, practice self-compassion, get moving, prioritize sleep, and connect with others. These aren't just words, they are actionable steps that can make a real difference in your daily life. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. And the best part is, you don't have to do it alone. Share this episode with a friend who could use some inspiration, leave a review, and let me know what resonated with you, or join our community on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing those daily wins.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.